This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
What do snakes and grapes have in common? You might be surprised, but one thing's for certain, grapes will never slip off into the darkness and terrorize a neighborhood. I'll explain where this story's going after this.
Imagine four fabulous days celebrating the delights of food and wine. That's Sunset Savor the Central Coast coming to San Luis Obispo County. Sip more than 200 wines. Indulge in culinary bites from over 30 local chefs. Meet winemakers, brewmasters, and artisans. Discover the latest trends in food and wine from the experts at Sunset Magazine. Visit SavorCentralCoast.com. San Luis Obispo County. Pure playtime.
Your Savor the Central Coast adventure begins September 25th.
Have you ever had a wine that was so bad that it tasted like poison? Well, there's a popular wine in China that literally contains poison. Well, to be more precise, each bottle contains a lethal cobra that produces a highly coveted wine with a bite that is like no other. Unfortunately, while there's never been any report of grapes escaping during the winemaking process, serpents are apparently not fond of being quaffed as an accompaniment to Mushu Gaipan. Accordingly, a band of renegade reptiles bound for bottling decided to slither off into the darkness rather than face the fate of becoming a venomous vintage. And winemaker Lu Zong had a lot of splaining to do to local residents who were being terrorized by countless serpentine sightings. At last count, Zong and snake experts had captured about two-thirds of the 150 indignant drink dodgers. Well, it just goes to show that some wines are harder to find than others. Oh, and if you're ever offered a glass of snake wine, consider the woman who was bitten by a snake in a bottle who apparently wasn't as pickled as some wine drinkers. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.